You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.
Toledo from Lima, Peru. You just heard Obscure Evil with Midnight Forces from their latest release, Midnight Forces. It's only halfway through the year, but I think it's safe to say the label of the year, Unspeakable Axe Records. I'm Joe Thrash and Kill. With me, as always, my co-host, Randall Thor. You're listening to the Toilet of Hell radio show. Randall, what it do?
I'm just sitting here, and I want to first off say, thank you so much for mentioning my cat Albus last week. It's become a tradition that we talk about my cat every single week. And I figured, you know, let's just start the week right off with my cat Albus. And that's what I'm doing right now, is talking to you on a radio show. And he's sunbathing, or trying to. It's really cloudy over here. It's probably going to rain. I'm about to go to a surprise birthday party for my uncle as soon as we're done wrapping up here. No worries on time. I've got plenty. And maybe go see a show tonight. So it's a pretty good day.
Who are you thinking about seeing?
My buddies in Komori and Lions and Liars. Just some old friends. Lions and Liars is a band I encountered in college because one of my fraternity brothers plays in the band. And so I didn't even know they were coming to Charlotte until about 2 weeks ago when my buddies in Komori announced that they were on the show. So that'll be fun to get to reconnect with him, see what he's been up to.
Your frat bro, he's in a metal band?
Oh, no. They're like rocking kind of, I don't know how to describe it. They're just kind of rock and roll a little bit.
Okay.
It's not like rock and like party rock, but you know, it's just rock.
I was gonna say your frat sounds way cooler than the one that I was in. I think that the guys in the one that I was in would probably be in like a reggae band, or maybe ska, or some other awful genre.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my fraternity has degraded into pure douchebaggery by this point. So while I was at Death Fest, which we will talk about in a moment, one of them, the new alumni chair or whatever, reached out to me, and I just kind of laid into him. I was like, listen, I've heard rumors that you guys are douchebags now. Quit doing that. Once you graduate, all of your social elitism will be gone and nobody's going to care about you anymore. Which is good truth. That's true. When you graduate college, nobody cares at all. None of it matters. Doesn't matter how cool you were in your fraternity. Doesn't matter if your little fraternity was the best one on campus. You graduate, nobody cares anymore.
That is factually true. I want nothing to do with the fraternity I was a part of or the Greek system at all now that I've graduated. Looking back on it, it all seems pretty toxic and horrible. And I'm sure that this being a heavy metal radio show, specifically extreme heavy metal, a lot of our listeners will agree that frats are full of assholes.
Yeah, we started off really strong. We liked everybody. Everybody liked us. We were nice to everybody. And then summer came, and then a bunch of them found total frat move and just started studying how to be fratty.
Barf.
Which is,
barf.
Yeah, aggressive farting. Just... Just, oh no, it was bad. So I wore my cargo shorts in protest many a day, and they hated it, and it was fantastic. But I do hold a lot of them in high esteem still, especially some of my original brothers, and still consider a lot of them very good friends. I'm glad I did it now. I just hope that they're doing well and not being douchebags.
That goes for everybody out there, regardless of whether or not you're in a fraternity. Don't be a douchebag.
Don't be a douchebag.
Words of wisdom. Let's go ahead and get to it with the first track that we're really going to sink our teeth into today. How does that sound?
It sounds great to me. What do you got for me?
I got a submission this morning, actually, that just blew my dick clean off. It's like a Ken doll down there. Yeah, aggressive dick crushing. This is a band. This is a one-man project called The Sound That Ends Creation. And this is The Complex, the opening track from We Are the Burden. You just heard The Complex. That's from the record We Are the Burden. It just dropped a couple of days ago by a guy who has a one-man project called The Sound That Ends Creation. I gotta say, I'm a big fan. I only just heard this record this morning, and I've already spun it a couple of times. It is heavy. It is very, very heavy. There are elements here of mathcore, kind of along the lines of Dillinger Escape Plan's Calculating Infinity, and just an aggression here that that band hasn't seemed to match since that record. What did you think, Randall?
Yeah, you're definitely spot on with the mathy comparisons. That's what I thought as well. It's got a mathy death metal sound, kind of otherworldly even, which is nice. Kind of anti-cosmic stuff, you know. It hits some brutal death metal territory with some of those low chugs in the middle there.
Oh, definitely.
And then at the end, it's like this random, sludgy, almost southern riff. And it's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place, which is, I think, by design. Chris Deering, the man behind the band, he mentioned in his email to me that he's trying to encapsulate basically every extreme metal subgenre with this, from sludge to grindcore to black metal to mathcore. And I think he's onto something. I think he's got a really, really unique sound.
Yeah.
At the same time, it recalls heavy hitters like, you know, Dillinger Escape Plan. And to me, this especially recalls Nails.
Yes.
Who... Unfortunately, it seems today that band had their latest record, You Will Never Be One of Us. It was leaked early by some bastard.
That kind of sucks. This is like, you put all this work, you hype up this release date, and then somebody just pulls the rug out from under you, and all the money and time you spent on promoting your album and getting ready to release it and all that stuff just goes away because some jackhole somewhere decided, I'm going to upload this to the internet for everyone else to hear. So
I really don't understand why that's a thing to do. I guess if you consider yourself especially anti-establishment and punk rock as you might, that'd be cool. But no, you're just an asshole, dude.
Yeah, and it's just wasting so much time and money because it's just such a defeat to have your album leaked early. Like, you know, it's one thing, especially if you're downloading it, if you're from the consumer side and you download it early, and you're just, unless you've pre-ordered it or have every intention of buying it and will buy it and do buy it, you're just as bad. You're giving these people attention by downloading the album they leaked, and it's awful. One thing I've noticed a lot of places doing now is IDing their tracks or their albums. So when they send a promoter or a blogger or whatever their album for an early promo, it's instead of having that really obnoxious, you're listening to a promotional copy of You Will Never Be One of Us, like every 30 seconds, you have a digital ID in the track so that if you upload it and they see it pop up and leak early, they can go download it and then look at the track and figure out who was the one or where the source of the leak came from and then get you in trouble.
Yeah, a lot of the promos that we get sent have a digital watermark on them that's supposed to cut down on that kind of nonsense. But, I mean, who knows? It's anywhere in the chain from the studio to the PR firm. There are lots of people touching this, and lots of people have an opportunity to leak it. It's just, you know, the honor system, we expect you that you won't be a douchebag.
That's, again, like we were saying earlier, just don't be a douchebag.
This is a really simple thing to follow, folks.
It applies to almost everything in life. Just don't be a douchebag. Don't leak albums. Don't practice social elitism. Pet my cat, Albus. Don't be a douchebag.
I am a huge, huge fan of Nails. I can't wait to hear this record. I am a little bit galled that Heavy Blog Is Heavy got a promo of this and I didn't. But that's not, you know, that's a discussion for another time.
Maybe one day you'll be one of them.
Maybe one day. I'm not going to download this leak. I'll wait and until I can pick up the actual physical record.
I've just gotten so lazy. I just don't pirate anything anymore. Like in college, I mean, half my day was just spent looking up obscure albums and downloading them. And now I'm just too lazy. I just use Spotify or just buy it. Man, half the music I listen to is from my friends anyways now. So I just say, hey, like Scars of Armageddon just finished recording their album. And so immediately, first thing I do, hey, send me that album. And you know what? I'll probably get it in the next couple weeks. So,
well, how about you send it to me and I'll leak it for the rest of the internet to hear it.
Joe, what did we just discuss?
Oh, don't be a damn douchebag. It.
Dude, well, man, come on. You're already messing up.
It's harder than I thought it was. Let's get back to the music. Let's go ahead and do this straight, clear channel style. Let's do a double shot of music.
Double shot.
Double shot.
Chops. We really need sound effects, man.
I'm gonna hit up Cybro. He's really good with the. I need an air horn button.
Oh, dude, I have the app for that. Didn't we discuss that one time?
Yeah, but I need it at my fingertips like right now.
I'm pulling it up. Hold on, we're gonna get an air horn for you right now, so okay. You can announce this track in style. Let me find it. Ham horn. Are you ready?
Oh, let's do this.
All right, what are we playing next, Joe?
We got a double shot of music for you. Thank you, Randall. First up is, I thought it was imminent diarrhea. It's
Oh, that's a terrible idea to let me remind me that I have this on my phone. So this is the first song we're going to be listening to. I'm going to do it. Yeah. Is by the band Stray Hate, and the song. We thought it was called Imminent Diarrhea, which is better luck next time, guys. It's an infinitely better track title. It's actually called Impatient Diarrhea, which, you know, 8 out of 10, but Imminent Diarrhea? I mean, that's something we've all faced at one point in our life where you're in Walmart and you're buying, you know, 6 24 packs of Mountain Dew and you just got to drop all of them and just go unleash everything, unleash the fury on that toilet. And Walmart, all the bad. Bathrooms I've been in Walmart have been surprisingly clean, so good job, Walmart. Then after imminent impatient diarrhea, we have some heavy metal for you guys from Forever's Falling Grace with the track Iron Will, which I'll talk about after you get to hear it. So why don't we get right into it, Joe?
Double shot.
Double shot. Yeah.
We opened up that rock block with Impatient Diarrhea. A little bit of Polish grindcore for you. That's from Every Scum is a Straight Arrow by Straight Hate. It was released about 2 weeks ago.
It's a solid title. Just aggressive. I love that.
Yes, it is exceptionally ignorant if you're a fan of ignorant Polish grindcore. And I mean, who isn't, really? You know.
Yeah, it's solid, heavy death grind. There's not much to discuss. If you like that, you like that, and you're going to love it, and it's going to be wonderful.
Exactly. And from that, we moved on into Iron Will. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that track?
So that band's awesome. One, their album is a really excellent progressive power metal album, which I avoided them for a little bit because their name is Forever's Falling Grace. It sounds like a Christian metalcore band or something.
I was expecting some swoopy haired clean choruses.
No, they are true metal, man. I mean, they're progressive power metal, but their sound is really deceptive because it's got an ultra heavy metal sound, but the whole album is just really exceptionally well written progressive metal. And then there's this track you just heard, Iron Will, which just is like, let's dumb ourselves down as much as possible and just write a track about being a metalhead. And it is stupid, it is riff city, and it is awesome. And you can tell these guys are exceptionally talented because even for such a simple heavy metal song, the song structures and variations they use are pretty awesome. There's blast beats in it, which for power metal is hard to do right, and they nailed it. The drums on this whole track just are out of control. The lyrics are hilariously cheesy. They're perfect. I mean, you have to look at the lyrics later and listen to the song. It will make you want to find a beer and chug it while pumping your fist in the air and trying to bang your head all at the same time. It's just a massive riff fortress, and if you like that, definitely go look up their album. I can't even remember what it's called. I'm an idiot. But oh well, it's on Bandcamp, and it's wonderful, and there will probably be a link below, won't there, Joe?
There will be a link below. I will verify that as an actual idiot, I did enjoy that song.
Right? It's just fun. It's awesome. It just doesn't stop riffing the whole time. The vocals are great, and The drums probably make that track for me just because they're so out of control. So I'm hoping one day that all of us can just quit our jobs so I can make that band come play Charlotte so I can watch that happen. But we will see.
So last week I did a special edition of the Toilet of Hell radio show, and that I played literally whatever people sent me. I told them, send me whatever you want to send me. I'll play it on the show. It was a disaster. And
you played two of my bands. Thought you just played one, but I tricked you. I used to be an old scratch, too.
Well, case in point, I wouldn't have had to do any of this had you been by my side. Instead, you were off gallivanting at Maryland Death Fest.
Oh, yes. In my space pants. So, for those of you who are not friends of me on Facebook, you're probably better off, A. But, B, I was granted the wonderful gift of space leggings, galaxy leggings. These are women's leggings that are just covered in the galaxy, in space. And I decided that they should debut at Maryland Death Fest. And that got a lot of attention. People really liked that.
Let me go ahead and get to the point with that. The space pants, the whole idea behind it is so that people can say, hey, are those space pants because your ass is out of this world?
Yeah, that joke will never get old. I accept infinite space butt jokes. Send them to me forever. They won't get old. Death Fest was excellent, as always. It's one of the absolute best heavy metal festivals, extreme metal, I should say, festivals on the planet consistently. I will say attendance was rather low this year. It felt like for the headliners. Now, I didn't see any of the main headliners because I've already seen Venom. I don't really care to see Mayhem try hard and be satanic, and I don't really care about Testament because they tour every single year. If I ever feel like I need to go see Testament, I can go see them 30 minutes from my house.
Yeah, they're probably playing at the bar down the street any given night of the week.
Yeah, for real. I mean, I'm sure I've heard they're really great live. I'm sure they are, but I was just didn't care. I was there for three bands because the other bands I was there to see dropped off because of visas. Satan, number one. Hail of Bullets, number two. And then, remember when we premiered that Interment track? I didn't know they were a band before that. And then suddenly, oh, they're playing Death Fest, so I got to see them. And all three, exceptionally amazing. Satan's obviously the best choice. Their set list is a little weird, but whatever. I didn't really know as many songs as I was hoping for. They were really cheeky, British, and Christian. And that was actually pretty funny.
So it's a Christian band called Satan.
Yeah, there was this point, he's introducing a song, he's like, this song's about a bunch of arrogant humans who think they can do without God. And then he realized, wait, I'm at Death Fest, I shouldn't say that. And it's like, ah! And then continued forward. And then, you know, their most popular song, as far as I'm aware, Testimony, is about telling the truth. I mean,
legit.
Yeah, so that's telling the truth is usually part of don't be a douchebag, so Satan gets it.
I mean, like, it could cross the streams there, telling the truth when you don't necessarily have to, like, I think you're an idiot.
Well, that's the truth, and I'm also already aware of that, so not being a douchebag by telling me that, but, I mean, you know, I don't always need to hear that, especially when I already know. Hail of Bullets was masterful. One of the best, if not the best, death metal show I've ever seen. Dave Ingram covered for vocals, and they announced on stage that he is the new Hail of Bullets vocalist, and I'm stoked about that, because even though he doesn't have that Martin Van Drunen howl, his low vocals are just incredible. And it was a little funny hearing those songs that I know performed by someone else with a very different voice, but Ingram killed it. He was excellent. The pit was amazing. Same thing with Interment. Like, if Hail of Bullets, Interment was like 8 out of 10 Hail of Bullets, really, if we're being honest. More Sweet Death, just violent, super fun mosh pits, lots of crowd surfing. It was raining during their set, and that was awesome. I caught up with a lot of the bands. I didn't really go to the Rams set at night because I go to Baltimore more to see my friends than I do the bands. The bands are, don't get me wrong, an incredible bonus, but at night we're tired, and we just sit around a table outside the Rams set. So my Rams head friends can come out and hang out with us, and just, you know, I had cigars and we had some fancy beers, and it was just all around a good time.
That sounds pretty delightful.
The heat was absolutely oppressive. So it had to be 90, 95 degrees humid in a parking lot.
I've never been to Maryland Death Fest, but that's my impression, is that you basically hang out wearing your leather jacket to look cool in a boiling hot parking lot.
Yep. That's why the space pants I wear like frat shorts if I'm not wearing the space pants, because I look douchey or whatever, sure, but I'm also wearing shorts, so I'm way happier than everybody else there in their studded, thick vests and jackets. So also, if you ever go to a fest, bring a backpack. That was the best decision I made. I never had one before. This year I had one, so I was able to keep a phone charger and all of my cigars safely on my back the entire show. So that was really awesome to have. Trying to think what else. Solid lineup. Attendance is low. Hopefully they won't. I think what happened was they just spent too much money on headliners like Mayhem or Testament or Venom, who are still touring around. You can still see all of those bands whenever you want. They're not exclusive. I mean, they had Satan and Demolition Hammer playing before Venom. And it's like, why? Demolition Hammer and Satan can both headline this fest and do an incredible
job. Did you get to see Demolition Hammer?
I was staying under the bridge, saving all my energy for the Satan show.
Gotcha.
But they were vicious. I could see them and hear them from where I was at, and they were just really aggressive, really solid. They came out and he just screams epidemic of violence, and then, well, that was exactly what happened. Apparently the pit was incredible too, like the typical Death Fest 200 man mosh pit that I'm used to. But the pits were kind of small, but like I said, the attendance was rather low. So hopefully I'm hoping the lineup will be stronger next year. And this year's was weak, but there was a lot of try-hard black metal that I just don't understand why people like Impaled Nazarene or Cold or Too Loose. Those bands suck. I don't care what anybody says. They just try as hard as they can to be evil, and then they're just awful.
I'm going
to
go ahead and show my ignorance of black metal yet again. Cold, that's that new metal band, right?
I mean, I don't know which one I'd rather see, honestly. It's K-H-O-L-D, Cold.
Oh, okay.
Google him, man. His pictures are hilarious. It's like, you know how Manowar has all those try hard, look how true steel we are?
Yes.
It's like that, but with black metal.
That sounds insufferable.
But the difference is Manowar has a lot of really good songs, a lot of really good albums, and I listened to all of Cold's work because I was like, he's got to have one good album. He wouldn't be booked at Death Fest if he didn't, and he doesn't. So, oh well. People really were into it, though. That's fine. But yeah, I mean, Death Fest is a wonderful experience, and if any of you ever are interested, let me know and come hang out. I'll give you a cigar if you're into that.
Well, next year I'll put some spikes on my chubbies and hit the parking lot with you.
Dude, that's what I need to do. I need to stud up my salmon shorts.
Let's go ahead, get into some more music, get the show on the road. Here's another band submission that kind of blew me away. I think that the folks at home are going to get a big kick out of this. This is The Loom of Time with The Pinnacle of Hypocrisy. Pinnacle of Hypocrisy. That's from The Loom of Time off their debut record, Nihil Reich, released little bit earlier this year, and got that as a submission in my mailbox, and I'm really into it. This record kind of goes all over the place. There's a lot of elements of black metal and progressive metal, and some really strange stuff. I dig it, and I'm really glad that they sent it over. That's a band out of Aberdeen, Australia. If you're on the other hemisphere from this one, I think you should go check them out if they're playing a show near you.
I'm really glad you picked up the progressive part, because that's something I definitely noticed as well. First off, though, that production's a little iffy. That kick drum is just too overwhelming for me, man, because the music sounds great. There's so much cool riffing and melodic guitar work and all sorts of rad stuff, but every time the kick drum's playing, it just drowns it out, you know?
Well, everything is on this record seems to be pushed to the max power, as it were. And sometimes that bothers me. I got to say, this one, I really don't have an issue with it. It kind of still works for me, even though it's you know, brick walling.
Yeah, it's definitely compressed to hell. Song structure, though, is amazing. I don't think they – I've only listened to it once just for the show, but I don't think they even repeated anything. I think it just goes straight through riff the whole way to the end. The way they move in and out of the solo especially is
– oh, that solo is nice.
Oh, yeah. It's just the transition into it and then the transition right back out of it into violence is excellent. It's just very deceptively progressive, but maintains a high level of violence and aggression throughout the track. And I think that's excellent. So I'm definitely going to be looking out for this one, because that's very high quality stuff.
Yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff coming out of Australia now. I think tomorrow I'm going to go see Suicide. One of the Toilet's favorite Australian bands. They're on their first U.S. tour, and I want to go out and support that.
Yeah, definitely go support them. Some of my buddies are the ones helping them put together that tour.
Sick.
Yeah, and so I had the chance to get them a Charlotte show. I just didn't have enough time to get a good one together for them. Plus, all the bands I would have asked to play are already playing with them in other cities, so it would have been hard.
It's a massive tour that they're going on.
Yeah, it's really awesome. But I mean, if I put together a show at Charlotte, like, I don't want them to come too far out of their way to play to 20 people. So,
makes sense.
Yeah. Otherwise, next time.
So you had an interesting anecdote to share with me about beans.
Beans. Oh my gosh! Yes. So Dire Apparel put up a Kickstarter or Indiegogo or something, and they were close to their goal, and they decided, hey, how about this? $200. Name your perk. With this, you know, the band has discretion on whether they can accept it or not, of course, because otherwise I'd just give them $200 and tell them they can never listen to any other music but Manowar for the rest of their life.
It's a little tough to enforce.
Yeah, exactly. But it's that was an incredibly stupid decision on their part, because I exist and I have enough disposable income that I can come up with the worst ideas possible and then throw money at them. So I gave them a list of things to do, but the one they picked, they picked the bean challenge, and I said, John and Jason have to get together and eat a gallon of beans. They have to wear white t-shirts and listen to the album of my choice.
A gallon of beans.
Now, what's interesting is I just said a gallon of beans. I think they tried to take on a gallon of beans individually, not together, which they would have accomplished, because John ate most of his beans. Jason, he couldn't. He maybe got a quarter of the way through, maybe, but... there was a live chat going on too, so we were like sending them stuff and suggestions. We made them feed each other at one point. We got bean juice all over their shirts. And about, you know, Jason started like getting to the point where he's about to puke, because I love baked beans, and they did get Bush's baked beans, but even I can only have so many baked beans. I can eat a tall can by myself, and even by the end of that tall can, I'm like, you know, I'm glad there's no more beans. I'm happy now.
I could be wrong, but Bush's baked beans, those are the ones that have like a crap ton of sugar in them, right?
Yes.
I am feeling queasy hearing you talk about this.
Oh yeah, imagine trying to eat a gallon of that. It's amazing. Oh. Best idea I've ever had. So I gave them an out, because Jason was like, Tommy, what do I do? I'm going to puke. And of course everybody in the chat immediately is like, puke, 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 and just it is just vicious. We were just absolutely voyeurs of despair.
Good band name. This. Good band name.
Voyeurs. Ooh, that is a good band name or album title or self-titled album, self-titled track.
Bands, if you're listening to the show and not taking notes, I don't know what to tell you. You're fucking up.
Dude, we're laying down the wisdom on you today. I mean, don't be a douchebag, voyeurs of despair. I mean, come on. But back to the beans. So he said, is there anything I could do to make you happy, Tommy? So I said, if you can't finish the beans, you have to go dump them on your head. So I got to watch John and Jason both try to eat a gallon of beans and then dump them on their head in the shower. And that was incredibly entertaining and totally worth it. John was messaging me the rest of the day because he had to go. He finished the bean challenge, or he didn't finish it. He got almost all of them. He probably had 20 more bites, but I mean, he was done. So he sat over the toilet and they poured the beans on his face, which was quite exciting. But
This is a truly horrific story.
yeah, and then you could see the shower because Jason showered while John tried to finish. And the whole shower was clogged with beans. It was disgusting. But John was messaging me on his trip home. He's stuck in an airport surrounded by people with almost a gallon of beans in them. Just an enormous amount of gaseous pressure, just destroying his insides. And he's
Oh my
like, dude,
God.
I wish I had thought about this and done it at home. Because if I was at home, I'd just fart around all day. I'd be really happy. Just fart, 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 you know? But now I'm stuck in the airport. And there's all these people around me. I'm stuck next to somebody for 2 hours on a plane, and I can't fart. And this is the most pain I've ever been in. He told me, oh, God, all sorts of other gruesome details, but it was totally worth it. That gets my ham horn seal of approval. I forgot to be using this on you, so I had to throw it in there somewhere.
Tell you what, let's play another track. I need to take a break so I can go get sick.
Oh yeah, you've been sick. So what are we playing next?
Dude, right now, I'm just gonna blow every appendage off of your stubby little body. This is Suffer No Fool by Power Trip. Yes. If you can find a better, more ignorant song about being from Texas, you can't. That's the best one. Suffer No Fool by Power Trip.
Well, now you've challenged me. Now I feel like I need to go out and purposely look for ignorant Texas music. I'm pretty sure, there's some Pantera clone out there who's writing something more ignorant.
Possibly. That it's entirely possible, but I don't know. Power Trip is definitely up there with best, most ignorant Texas band.
And of course, we mean ignorant, not in the, oh, they don't know anything, but more in the, I don't care about anything. This is violence.
Oh
And
yeah,
it rules.
I'm pretty sure their vocalist has like a really highly decorated degree or something like that.
Of course he would.
Nerd.
Nerd! I mean, this track, it's Power Trip. I mean, if you're not already familiar with them, it's just heavy, violent crossover thrash riffs for days. That's just all there is to it. And
Yeah.
that's simple, but that's simple's great sometimes. And Power Trip thrives on simple, and that's what makes them great. There's nothing complex, nothing progressive happening here. Just thrash,
Yeah.
crossover,
And
violence.
if you're already familiar with Power Trip, you've probably heard this song before because it was released in 2011 on their 7-inch from Lockin' Out Records, which is why it's so surprising that this came in my inbox as a promo a couple of weeks ago. I got an email that I just wet my pants in excitement. It said Power Trip Integrity Split 7-inch. And I was like, "What? Those are two of my favorite bands." And then I open it up and I realize that it's all previously released material from those two bands, aside from a new track from Integrity that's just a kind of strange, airy cover of a non-song from an 80s Crispin Glover movie that you've never heard of and I've never heard of. It's a little anticlimactic, but it's a good chance to revisit some of these tracks if you've never heard them before. I know Power Trip came onto a lot of people's scene with Manifest Decimation. They've had a couple of 7-inches and demos before that with some amazing music, and Suffer No Fool included. That's probably the number two best Power Trip song, so if nothing else, can rediscover it there.
Yeah, it kind of seems like a money grab to just release. I mean, did they at least re-record the track, or
No,
it's just literally the same track?
literally the same track.
That's just seems like a money grab to me, which, you know, being in multiple bands, I'm all about people giving me money to make more dumb music, but I don't know. That just still seems a little disingenuous to me. At least re-recorded or something, you know?
I actually prefer the way that this song was recorded versus the new material that Power Trip is coming out with. It seems to be completely washed and reverb. This is a lot crisper and a lot tighter. So, again, if you haven't heard anything from the band until their full-length release on Southern Lord, this is a better taste of the snappier sound that the band used to have.
Yeah, maybe they'll go back to it. Maybe they won't. We'll never know, I guess, until the next album.
It's true. All
All
right.
right, we got one more track, don't we? All
Please play a song.
right, let me take it away then. So up next, I've got more power metal for you guys because I love you. And this is by a band we covered at least once or twice. I think Link wrote a review on it. This is from Tanagra. None of this is real. The Path to Talmor. It's their big, epic track, and this is what sold me on this album. So I put it on A Flame in the Dark 2, and you know, at the time I liked them, they were fine. Like, oh, good band, sure.
Can
And I
you
listened to
go ahead
this.
and explain to us what A Flame in the Dark is?
Sure, Flame in the Dark is my power metal compilation album that I do every year. This is my third one. I haven't worked on it in a couple months. I've been really bad about it, but I've got most of the work done anyways. The art's done. Well, it's like 5 seconds from being done. There's literally tiny, barely any touches, but the art's amazing. I've got like 8 tracks ready to go. I need a few more, a couple more, I think. We'll see. But it's my annual power metal compilation I do with my good friend Frank, and we try to have it ready by Prog Power and then hand them out there. And we've actually had a lot of success there. Last year we took them over there. We had, I think, 600 copies, and we gave away almost every single one at Prog Power. So. And we have had lots of stories from bands and from fans coming in saying, oh, I found this band because of your compilation album, and I'm really glad I did because I love them now. Of particular note was Everthrone. They had a lot of success from that. So that's makes it entirely worth it to me to put my money into this. We actually had an Indiegogo, and one of the campaigns was if you donated $250, I have to cover myself in pudding to the song of your choice. And 4 people donated that. So I have to do that 4 times this summer to random people across the internet. I have to record a video of myself and put it on YouTube of me just covering myself and putting to the song of their choice. I'm gonna make it good. It's gonna be ever worth every penny they paid, but
You should eat.
I'm not looking forward to it.
You should eat some baked beans while you do it.
I might do that. Oh man, if John or Jason ever do any kind of big game perk like that, I will put beans in it. Actually, it's funny. After I watched that, I went to the grocery store and bought a bunch of baked beans because I love baked beans and I was really hungry after watching that. I was
Gross.
not at all sickened by that. But anyways, back to Tanagra. So I listened to this epic a few times and I got really into it, and then it led me to revisit the album. So my own compilation album led me to really rediscover Tanagra and fall in love with the band. So I'm really looking forward to what they have next, but I figured this would be, we have not done a power metal epic on the radio show yet, and this is what, episode 11?
Yes.
So it's about that time we do a power metal epic. We need a few of those in here. So without further ado, let's get epic. Let's charge in a battle and one final time. This is Tanagra with The Path to Talmor.
You've been listening to Toy Lapel Radio Show. For Randall Thor, I'm Joe Thrashenkill. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.